Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Carl, thank you very much indeed for that. I know for a fact that every single one of you listening will have talked about this next subject at some point in the recent past. But now, here you get the documentary. Amplified, the exploitation of culture wars, a new Irish documentary, examines the transfer of American culture and politics to Ireland, the impact of misinformation in the modern age, and the people responsible. The documentary culminates in last year's Dublin riots and investigates the lies told by extremist figures in the US in the lead-up and aftermath of the unrest. I'm joined now in studio by documentary director Mike Sheridan. Mike, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Emil.
What inspired this?
Donald Trump winning in 2016, but we were trying to make a version of it from about 2019 onwards. But something happened, I think, around that time. And we've Susan Rice, who's a former national security advisor, in the documentary. And she described it as a permission structure. Basically says, now not specifically to Trump, you know, this is a problem before Trump, but basically saying that him being elected gave a lot of extremist figures, a lot of people, a permission structure to say kind of extremist things and to lead people in maybe a more nefarious path.
How long are you working on this? You've obviously got really high profile people in the documentary. If you've got the likes of Susan Rice.
Yeah, we've Susan Rice. We've the former director of the CIA, John Brennan, who I know has done this show a bit. Jim Clapper. We've got Eric Swalwell, who's a congressman. Beto O'Rourke, who ran for president. Yeah. We've a journalist from the New York Times, Washington Post as well. So we really wanted to get that perspective, for, like an American perspective. And if they realise how much what I said over there reverberates in a cultural and in a political sense, how much it reverberates to countries like Ireland and even a little bit to countries like the UK as well.
So you've got really sharp minds in the upper echelons of US politics on the front line of dealing with this, really. And it arcs, you say you did this over 2 years, it arcs right until the Dublin riots.
Yeah, we were in the first week of editing in November, my poor editor Eamon's house, and after a week of editing, the Dublin riots happened. Now, people are like, well, how is the documentary going to end? Because the last 15 minutes or so featured the Dublin riots. And it was more so of a warning. So those protests had already happened in September outside of government buildings. And we were kind of looking at that and looking at the escalation of the rhetoric. And then the Dublin riots happened, and I don't think anybody could really have expected that. It was somebody in the documentary likens it to January 6th. Obviously, very different situations. But in terms of the shock that you feel watching it as an Irish person, I think it's similar to the shock that a lot of Americans felt when that happened on the Capitol.
So we're going to learn an awful lot by watching this documentary about Irish politics and what feeds into the rhetoric around Irish politics. But how influenced is Ireland by US voices or thinking?
Well, I mean, if you look at American presidents, so Kennedy was the first one to come here in 63. Then you had Reagan came twice. Clinton was here a lot. Obama, Mike Pence's grandparents are Irish. And obviously Joe Biden has a connection here as well. So there's a political connection here anyway, probably because of the amount of Irish Americans in America. And we're just, you know, we're seen as an important kind of culture in the States. In terms of the culture wars, if you look at something like the Gender Recognition Act, which I think was 2015, we've got Paul Murphy, junior Irish politician, in the documentary, and he mentions it in the documentary. And he says, you know, that passed with discussion, but with not a huge amount of argument or debate. Mm-hmm. But then some politicians, some figures copped on that. Because if we start leaning into this a bit more, you know, if we start shouting about this a bit more, you get a reaction from people. And I think that primarily came from figures in the States, independent journalists, citizen journalists, independent media, and then politicians.
So do you mean that people are, have you looked at this in the documentary, that people are pushing this influence, or is it people here learning from watching stuff online in the US?
I think it's people learning, watching stuff online. But then I think what you saw happening in the aftermath of the Dublin riots was this amplification of what happened here, completely mis- and disinformed from major figures in the US like Tucker Carlson, Benny Carlson, Steve Bannon, who was on the show with Tucker Carlson. They had dedicated an entire show to talk about the Dublin riots and to propagate a conspiracy theory, the Great Replacement conspiracy theory. So none of them are that wasn't true, or that not even elements of it were true. They still pushed it because it suited their agenda.
Did anything catch you by surprise when you were making this?
The Dublin riots caught us by surprise. I mean, absolutely. I mean, like, especially talking to major American figures, you just realise how much these people are, generally speaking, they're public servants, especially those that work in the, like I said something about politics to Susan Rice, and she said policy. She, you know, she sees a big difference. She was very nearly vice president of America. These people are public figures. You know, a lot of them are doing a service. You look at John Brennan, who was the director of the CIA, got as high as you can get, really, in American government without moving into the executive branch. And his father is from Roscommon. So he felt a sense of purpose and a sense of service to, you know, the American people for the life that it gave him and his family and his father. So that was probably the biggest thing, because you kind of see some of these figures as quite lofty. Mm-hmm. Like somebody like Beto O'Rourke, who ran for president, we filmed in his house. They're just people, mm-hmm. you know, and a lot of them like have good intentions, no matter what some of the conspiracies online say.
Yeah, it's an awful lot. It's a huge, is that a huge subject matter? When can we see Amplified? Where is it going to be screened?
It's premiering in the Irish Film Festival, at the Documentary Festival, on Saturday night. And it's at 10 to 6 in the IFI.
Okay, and it's called, to give it the full title again, Amplified, The Exportation of the Culture Wars. It's a new Irish documentary. If you like the sound of what you're hearing, make sure you go and see it. Mike Sheridan, documentary maker. Thank you very much indeed.